Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. That is Bad Choice Friday time.
Damn,
I call it a men's room dealer's choice, Bad Choice Friday. Each of us has picked a tune. You do not know what the tune is. You just have to trust the favorite member of the men's room. Not even the favorite member, just the one that you believe picked the best tune. Therefore, I believe you should vote for me.
I would say vote for me because I entered three tunes into the octagon. Mike picked one of them on my behalf. I do not know which one he picked, but you can't go wrong.
That's exactly why you shouldn't choose Steve. He's indecisive. He doesn't even know what he wants to put out.
No, and he's already won.
I like too
multiple
much.
Times.
That's right.
And Mike,
because there's so many different gifts I can bestow upon the people, man. Oh, I'm sorry, cheap Santa. Well, my Santa rolls in your house, you are bequeathed with three.
Jen, I'm just saying.
You guys are the first day
of
Christmas.
We have never won. This is why we do this. Ted is out.
That's right.
So Mike and
we
I have a chance. How is the voting if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live?
Well, you see, Miles, I've got a little bit more support coming in as I've gone up to 23% of the vote, from 15.
Okay, but where did that pull from?
Who
lost the percentage points based on your gain?
Well, here's the thing. Second place with 36% of the vote. There's a 4% difference still between first and second place. And first place at 40% of the vote. Miles Montgomery standing in the lead.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, there's a movement out here trying to get Miles up there.
All right. Good news.
We'll see what happens.
Suit yourselves.
Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. Bad Choice Friday is coming up right after we drink and toast into the weekend with the shot of the day. Okay, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
A couple from our question today about your phone. Gentlemen, my family was out at Northwest Trek looking at animals. Is that where you went?
Maybe.
That's one where you're in the little tram.
No. I was at the Olympic something farm.
My wife went to take a picture of the badger and dropped her phone in the enclosure. Badger, Steve.
Oh, sorry.
For those who don't know, badgers are dog-ass mean. They'll attack for no reason. A worker got the wonderful job of retrieving it and hoping he didn't get peed on or pee that thing off. He was ghost white by the time he was done, but he got it. Major kudos. That from Dave. He's not kidding about those badgers, man. I have seen them tear apart rattlesnakes in eastern Washington, and it looks like it's just this dust ball of screaming, hissing. And it's 5 minutes of just intense fighting.
So they're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they're slaughtering rattlesnakes. And I mean, just the screaming going on, all parties included. I was like, Jesus, man, that's intense.
Dial it down, fellas.
Now some. Guys, back in 2012, 13, whatever, working at a temp agency, building a new Burger King.
Nice. All right. You're doing God's work.
I had my phone in my front pocket, so I could answer it easier. We are setting the bench seats posts in the hole and pouring pour rock, which is a cement type of mixture, and the holes around the post, mixing up another batch. Didn't realize my phone had fallen into the bucket.
Oh.
Found it when we went to pour the next hole. The saying between Amy and myself is, everything you've ever said to me is now set in stone forever. There was no cleaning that phone at all. Have a great weekend, guys. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
Never trust the front pocket. There was one time I...
my shirt pocket?
Exactly.
Oh, like
I had a an ingrown toenail that I was trying to deal with, right? So I remember I was sitting at home, and I had a shirt that had a front pocket on it, so it was likely done with, like, a morning auction or something like that. And I was just sitting there chilling out, and after a while, like, I put my phone in my front pocket as I'm sitting there soaking my foot in a hot bath of Epsom salt. And I'm just, I don't know why I leaned over. Maybe I was petting a dog or something like that. And then, boom, right into my nasty toe water.
And toe was, water. Yeah. That doesn't help.
And then I lost the phone after that.
For me, man, it wasn't phones. It was cigarettes.
It seemed convenient.
Yeah, when I was younger, right? Seemed convenient. Oh, yeah. Put them in the front shirt pocket. And you'd lean over somewhere, man, and lose them. And, oh, it was a bad feeling. Yeah. I hated that.
On to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Wait a minute. Hang on, I've actually got one for this. No, I don't. I lost it. All right, never mind.
Dip responsibly.
Yeah, where's Teddy?
There was one that I had that had him in it.
Mm-hmm.
Doggone it. Where'd it go?
That's all right. Hell with him.
I'm pissed.
Oliver Charles, please wish my daughter, Kyla, a very happy 22nd trip around the sun. Could you give her an OG fish sandwich, a big old bong rip, and have the captain tell my daughter how to celebrate her birthday since Ted is not there to give her a Coke Ted talking to? Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. They're from Adam in Gold Bar.
Do her get a fish sandwich?
Oh, yeah. And then we got...
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday, Kyla. 22nd birthday, hey? Well, I would do what the old Capitan did on his 22nd birthday. You find you someone who you want to share a bed with, and then you do the 22 position in honor of your birthday. It's where you're back to front with an amputee. Crunch berries.
Guys, please wish Rob, pronounced Sandy, the happiest of birthdays. Could you have Coach Ted give him advice on dealing with workplace bullies? Best wishes from John Chulsa and Darina. Oh, God. Yeah, I follow what you're doing there. They're from John LeMay. Dealer's choice there. Give him a 10 sound effect salute right, there, Mike. Go.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Uh-oh, look up. Thankfully, there's good news.
You like that? You like that?
Happy Chinooka.
Get lost, dummy.
Please clap.
Gentlemen, today's my work bestie and great friend Laura's birthday. She rocks with her wicked sense of humor and great taste in scary movies. And we're very excited about our next adventure to see Nikki Glaser this September.
Glazer
this September. Got you get some green beans and the dirty German commenting about their favorite scary movies. Thanks, guys. That from coworker Alex and husband Josh.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green beans. Green beans.
Yeah, the scariest movie I ever saw was Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, even in Deutschland, we're like, nein.
Not the human centipede?
No, that played right into my hands, yeah. Well, that's not pornography to you.
But y'all, today is my baby daddy Tom's 39th birthday. He is a longtime listener to you guys. Could you please give him a Leroy Jenkins, green beans, and the dirty German explaining how his daughters will most likely, well, make sure he doesn't get sex tonight. Lots of love from his rose garden.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
Green bean.
Yeah, I think what she's asking is if they'll be visiting you, say, in prison in the C block. Yeah. Yeah, I think you can count on that tonight. That is why you do it late tonight or early morning. Or under the bed.
What up, guys? Happy 20th year. Today marks my 42nd trip around the sun, but we live too far away for anyone else to really know to email you guys about it. So I'm going to do it myself. Can crack Ted, by the way, it's Coke Ted, talk about how fun professional baseball games are.
God, Ted just keeps on going down the rabbit hole, man.
And every time he's gone, we get more requests for Ted than anyone else. And we are headed to Atlanta to watch the Braves next weekend. Thanks a ton, guys. That's from Lindsay in South Carolina. How about a dirty German birthday request?
There you go.
Yeah, Lindsay in South Carolina. I'll tell you what, I also would like to go south. and visit your Carolina.
Ted's just out doing crack right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting
crack,
all stoked.
Crack Ted.
That's why he can't do it, because Crack Ted just didn't show up for work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And finally, from the birthdays, I'm not sure if we're going to do this one or not, but...
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, guys! Saturday is my birthday, and I would love to get a shout-out. I have a drop for Mike from the movie The Men's Club, featuring Harvey Keitel, that fits me working in this little room next door to you. It might go great with a fart symphony. Thanks for all the laughs, and can't wait till we drop the next big project. Here's a teaser, but we can't release it yet. That from Tim. Tim, are you over there?
Tim!
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Could you come in here for a minute?
Get in here, Tim.
How long you been listening to this radio show?
What's he doing over there?
Come on.
He's ignoring us.
Yeah, yeah.
Turned up his headphones like, I can't hear you.
Tim, get your ass in here.
Yeah.
We got to introduce you guys to Tim.
Yeah.
Tim's been working here behind the scenes for a few months.
Since February, I think.
Yes, he has, man. Tim, get in here.
Hey.
You want to say hello to people? Do you know the rules of birthday? How old are you going to be tomorrow?
47.
47?
Really?
Jesus. Really?
What I look good, don't I?
You do.
You too,
it's
man.
Annoying.
Yeah. What are you doing for your birthday?
Sorry.
Going to karaoke tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
All right.
Oh, what's your song? What's your go-to song?
I like to do the Kinks.
Oh, yeah?
Which one?
Yeah.
I love to do Sunny Afternoon. You know that one?
No.
Can you
all
do
right.
Victoria?
Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks. Yeah, I've done Victoria. Actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
love doing Victoria.
Pace. Karaoke tomorrow night. The rules are this, Tim. You are not allowed to have a birthday request if it is not your actual birthday.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we can't play the drop you on.
No, we can't.
I'm not masturbating!
We can't play that.
Right.
I'm not masturbating.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, dinner. You went out for dinner anywhere? Do anything good like that? Like
no.
No? Just karaoke.
Just karaoke.
Is all there right. food at the karaoke bar that you're going to?
Maybe.
Or the karaoke place?
Oh, there's some. Yeah. There'll be food.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, we tell you happy birthday. It's not really your birthday. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But we'll tell you happy birthday
before my birthday.
On Monday. You know what I mean? Like,
happy belated
birthday.
And one day.
Sorry we missed it, but happy birthday. Yeah. We didn't forget. We just couldn't say happy birthday.
Right. And one day we'll be actually able to explain what you are.
One day.
What you are doing in that little room.
How long have you. In February when you got here?
January.
No,
we started first of the year.
Technically December.
That's
wow.
right.
Wow.
Yeah. That's God right. Damn. And we were supposed to be able to tell everybody about Tim by February.
Well, we didn't think he'd claw his way out of the box that quickly.
That was the original plan. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But hopefully very soon.
Hopefully very soon.
And you
soon.
Are really going to enjoy this.
It's going to be big.
What Tim is doing behind the scenes is going to be
I'm not awesome. Masturbating.
Yes, he is. But either way, it's going to be good stuff.
That's we only
just,
part of it.
We just cannot tell you about it now, nor can we tell Tim happy birthday.
Correct.
Because it's not his birthday.
This is a complete failure moment.
It really I'm is. Not masturbating.
All right, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob, and a couple extra emails. The question, Miles, about climbing Mount Everest. And dying on the way down has an easy answer. The guy did not die on the way down, by the way.
Right, he was
he got
rescued. But still,
by,
your Camp
question 3
was...
by a helicopter. Yeah. What I said is, did he successfully climb Mount Everest? Did the group reach the summit? Yes. Did he make it back down?
No.
He did, but from a helicopter ride because he had edema at Camp 3 at 23,000 feet. So, did he successfully climb Mount Everest? Could he go back up to Camp 3 and try to walk his way back down to complete his journey? Some people do that. But okay. Did he successfully do it? So he says, listen, this is an easy answer. If Gal Gadot invites you to her hotel room and you finish before she does, do you say you slept with her? Of course you do. Mount Everest is the Gal Gadot Mountains.
That's his explanation.
That's the logic.
It's hard to argue that, though. Yeah. It is.
I don't think he made it.
I think he did, man. Look.
I'm sorry, there's an argument to be made that he summited,
but
he didn't hike.
He did not finish
the hike.
I mean,
but he reached the peak.
But that's part
so
of it.
So you're sure. Right, but that's the Gal Gadot theory. Like, Gal, thank you for this opportunity. Sorry to let you down, but I'm good.
I want you to imagine, you know, the Indy 500, all right? All right. You're racing the Indy 500, and you maneuver, and you do everything that you need to do to get in the first place position.
Yeah.
But you don't cross the finish line.
He did it for 300 laps.
Were you in first place?
That's what I'm saying. 300 laps, you're in first place. But then you don't finish the race.
Correct. Right, you get to first place, and then
yes,
bam.
You were in the Indy 500. Yes, for a while there, you were in the lead.
Correct.
But you didn't.
You're not first place.
No, and you didn't finish the race.
No.
You're not wrong. And I just say, Ms. Gadot, thank you for the opportunity.
Is it Gadot or Gadot?
I don't know.
I think it's Gadot.
Matter. I would call her Wonder Woman. But just let me have this moment.
In the moment, I will call her Wonder Woman.
Bah, bah, bah. Okay, let's see here. I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Four. Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws diagonal ships.
Three times fast.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships, that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, while sometimes she shyly sits while she drags diagonal ship.
One.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships, that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit where she draws the diagonal ship.
Two.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally manner shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws diagonal ship.
All I do is win.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Look who it is, it's Tara Daly in the house.
Guys, thanks for having
yes,
me.
Yes, no, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Stick it around.
Oh, yeah. Looking to put another W in the win column here.
Well, Ted probably needs
all
it. Ted
the
is
confidence.
On. He's down in California.
Nice.
Yeah, he went down to Palm Springs.
Right as the weather got real crappy here. It was a smart move.
Oh, it's going to be, I think he said 86 and sunny for his weekend.
Not Palm Springs, it's Palm Desert.
Well, just south of there. Is
but it's Palm Desert, not Palm Springs.
Right, yeah.
Ted said, man, I'm excited to go to apparently what is like the Cougar Bar. Oh, yeah. And I thought he meant Wazoo.
That's what I thought you meant.
Okay. Well, he explained it to Miles a little bit later. Miles was like, and Ted knew this. Miles was like, oh, it's legendary as a cougar ball.
It's called
and
the again, nest.
Yeah, we're talking cougars like, you know, single, well-to-do lady.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you go to their Yelp, all right, page, just to see what the bar looks like, the menu and everything else, I swear to God, it's nothing but older blonde women.
I mean, it's perfect for
the entire bar.
He's going to love it.
It doesn't even look like dudes are allowed in there. I swear to you. I mean, it is insane. So hopefully.
I think Ted belongs in a nest.
Yes, he's
going to
have he's going to have a good weekend. Matter of fact, you gain 5 years as soon as you land in Palm Springs. What are you doing this weekend? Who are you making cry?
Oh, my gosh. Well, tonight I'm going to go to Defy Wrestling and showing up in support of our buddy Kevin.
Yeah.
And Steve is going to be, I think he's going to address the crowd at the beginning, which is going to be very heartfelt. You know, it's been obviously a rough week, but I think it's going to be a really wonderful celebration of Kevin tonight. So it's my very first underground wrestling, independent wrestling thing I've ever been to.
So there is a chance we're going to cry again.
Probably.
Yes, yes. Jesus.
Don't let Taryn talk.
Right. Anything else going on?
Gosh, we're doing the Great Strides Walk in, basically around the Seattle Center, around the near the Space Needle on Sunday. That starts at noon, so I'll be doing that on Sunday.
How far starts at noon?
It's like a mile.
Okay, so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Dude, you start at noon, it's 1 mile. That's the kind of walk I can get behind, all right?
And then go to the Five Points afterward and grab a beer and a shot in one of the best places in all of Seattle to have breakfast.
Love that place.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, well, thank you for doing this. We do have original 10 versus the FCC for you. And it's about Clint. Mm-hmm. And you know how we do this, all right? Okay. But this one is...
Should I be ready on the button for you, Miles?
No, it goes something like this.
Yes.
Clint's on the hunt for some clean clams. You better shuck on my slippery dock if you want a clean Clint. The way we do 10 versus the FCC...
This
one
is
time
not
through.
Good.
Clint and
three
and
times
clams.
Fast. Yeah, he's got some clams, does Clint.
You got this, Jared.
I'm going to cry. Clint's on the hunt for some clean clams. You better shuck on my slippery dock if you want to clean Clint.
Three times fast.
Clint's on the hunt for some clean clams. You better shuck on my slippery dock if you want clean Clint. Clint's... Is that it?
Yes. Fun, yeah.
Clint's on the hunt for some clean clams. You better shuck on my slippery dock if you want to clean Clint.
Two.
Clint's on the hunt for some clean clams. You better shuck on my slippery dock if you want to clean Clint.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really want to.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Should have dropped that other one. That's why I picked it. There you go, big win. It's Ed versus the FCC. Thank you, Taryn. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Yeah, Miles, before I get started with that, there is a little over 5 minutes left of our Men's Room Bad Choice Friday poll, and there is a 10% swing between the three of us.
Oh, really? We're going which way?
So far you're still in first there, Miles. Okay. 38% of the vote.
Okay, I got a chance.
Yes, you do. So if you want to get those final votes in and hear who will win on a Bad Choice Friday over on our X page at Men's Room Live. All right, the United Health Group is continuing to suffer hardship with stockholder uncertainty and leadership issues.
What is the stockholder uncertainty?
I'm just
saying it's insurance.
Well, if anyone's going to make money, it's going to be the stockholders.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
So they're in the best seat.
But there's a whole lot of things that are going on internally with that particular company that's not gelling.
Oh, right, yeah.
So it's got people a little spooked about the future of United Health there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's our insurance.
That is our insurance. Yes. The people keeping us healthy.
Great. Great.
AP put out a piece highlighting the fact that the like button has changed the world.
The like button. I don't know that I've ever used a like button.
Well, you've liked stuff on like...
Exactly. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
That's why I like the fact that Reddit's got a thumbs down.
Yes.
Not a thumbs down, but an arrow down. Like, no.
Right. And when...
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you the story. Okay. And maybe it was inappropriate, but I don't care. Because I shouldn't have been eavesdropping.
Uh-huh.
Two dudes are sitting beside me at the bar, right?
Okay.
They're kind of bro, but they're not really bro, but they're having a conversation.
Okay.
Now, this one guy, he's talking about... Whatever he's talking about, it's a work thing, okay? And the guy goes, 100%. He says something else. The guy goes, 100%. They start talking about something else. Now they're talking about sports.
100%.
The guy goes, 100%. I said, no, man. I said, look, I think it's about 73%. Like, I kind of agree with you. I agree with the majority of what you're saying.
Yes.
But not 100%.
But not 100%. Actually, you know what? I changed my mind. I said, I'll give you 76%. And he just looked at me. I'm like, sorry, man. I just heard what you said. I just don't think it's 100%. I think it's like somewhere in the mid-70s. There's a 25% chance you are completely wrong about this.
Just crashed.
It's not 100%. No. It's not 100%. I'm just saying. Just think about it when you say 100%. Is it 100%?
Are you 100% in on
it? Are you really? Because everything you've said so far about everything come out of this guy can't be 100%. There's no way this guy's straight A's. He's not right about everything. But he just kept saying 100%. So I was like, you sure it's not like 72%?
And this is why Miles likes the downgrade arrow.
I'm like, no, all right, exactly. Because it's not all the way thumbs up. It's kind of like, maybe it's like 3/4.
Well, that's why Facebook, right. You know, they put in a whole bunch of different emotes that you could do. You know, it used to be you could just like it. And everybody was like, where's the dislike button? Still haven't made that. But they did make the love button, the care button, the ha-ha button, the wow button, the sad button, and then the angry button. So you could, you know, emote those different things and show people that you feel that way about their post.
Yeah, if you don't feel like talking. Sad face, yeah.
Because it started getting awkward. People would put up things that were like, oh, I had to put my dog down today. 200 people liked this post. Yeah. Well, we're trying to show our support over there. Well, a new study
would it be bad if I sent the crying of laughter emoji to it?
It wouldn't be the best look, but I think they could see what you were trying to do, Steve. A new study has found that what and how you eat can help boost your GLP-1 levels without drugs like Ozempic.
What are my GLPs?
Something that Ozempic is apparently trying to fix.
Okay.
I'm not positive what it is that it does. But okay. It's a weight loss thing is what it's talking about. Like, okay. You can lose weight without the need of something like Ozempic.
But Ozempic's like, yeah, but we're here. It's easy.
Exactly. We'll make it easy for you.
Well, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
I can lose 10 pounds.
Keep me posted. 1 in 7 people would dump their partner for their dog.
Damn. You might be in the wrong relationship.
You love
man.
Your dog.
Of Correct. Course.
I mean, most people do.
I would also say if you get into a relationship, don't make them choose between you,
exactly.
you
and
the animal.
Exactly. It's not one or the other.
Right.
The dog. But they said they would willingly, 1 in 7 would dump their partner if it came down to it.
Yeah.
It's like I'm keeping the dog.
What kid are you going to get rid of?
Right. You're not going to do that.
That's not an option.
Right. That's the package deal.
Yes. Right.
Especially when they're well established. Look,
when they're well established.
Yeah,
a few years in. Baby's like, yeah.
You get a brand new puppy. It's like, I didn't even like
if
that thing.
You get a dog
that
picks your baby up by the head and carries it around and punctures its brain. Then maybe take the dog back.
Exactly.
But other than that, And not your dog.
I was more of a big dog person when I first met my wife, and so she showed me either a video or a picture of the Brillo pad, and I see the way that he looks. I'm like, oh, old man, okay, I won't have to deal with him for too long. He's three, like, damn it.
Oh, right.
And he's still here. Ruining
he was only
my
three.
Life. Yes. Ruining my life.
Yeah, time to play the old dog card.
Damn it. All right. Lock in. And, a study found that more than 15,000 synthetic food contact chemicals are in circulation, some at levels far higher than pesticides.
Is anyone shocked?
No, our food is poison.
Like, I hate to be this guy, like, look, man, I appreciate you looking out for us, but we know. But you keep battering us with this stuff. Like, we know. Plastic in our food, there's this. Man, we know sometimes we just want to eat and enjoy the meal.
Yeah, well, they also said, like, the other day, a high-fiber diet will help get some of those plastics out of your body.
Sure.
Here's something. A high-fiber diet will get all of most of the bad things out of your body quicker.
100%.
But you just don't want... I'm not a doctor, so maybe, like
80%?
72%.
Okay, 72. Yeah. All right, 70. I'll give it to you.
But it's out. It's not sitting in your intestines. So the quicker it gets through your body... the better off your body's going to be, no matter what it is, if it sits in there.
Yeah.
So it could be butter or whatever.
So no, just eat fiber.
Just make sure that you're cleaning yourself out.
Correct. All these things that everybody talks about, proteins and carbs and sugars and fats and all that, they all do different things.
My confidence level went up to 81% after I just argued that.
That's right. You sounded very confident when you were saying it.
At least 81%.
Yeah, you held yourself like you knew what you were talking about.
81%.
81%.
81%.
Very good.
You're going to start doing this now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I'm
going to start screwing with you on this.
No, I do with everybody. Yeah. I do with everybody. Anytime I hear 100%, I'm like, are you sure about 100%?
Are you 100% on
that? Are you really 100%?
You're really there?
You can text 100% to somebody. You know that? They have a little sign for it, a little emoji. But they don't have like 72%.
No, they make you earn that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. There's a new deep dive into why society is falling out of love with dating apps. Because they're hookup apps.
Yeah.
They made it. There were so many when it started out. Like, you're gonna find the love of your life right here. No, you're not. What you're basically doing is you're choosing an apple in the produce section of the grocery store. The only difference is the apple can also look at you. And say, nah.
Yeah. I mean, what do they think was gonna happen? This was the inevitable conclusion. But there's nothing wrong with going
psychics
outside
on our
and
station.
Someone.
No,
love sucks. Yeah. Love sucks. This is dumb.
Australia was just about to launch its first orbital class rocket. Then the top fell off.
Oh, wow. Hey, man.
We're going to scrap this launch and...
So to the engineers, real quick.
We're just going to go...
It hadn't moved. Why did the top fall off?
Going to have to delay this launch as we go back to the drawing board to figure out what's going on here. Newborns with vitamin D deficiency have been linked to a higher risk of ADHD, schizophrenia, and autism. Yay.
How do they get vitamin D deficient?
I
guess
no
whatever
idea.
The mom's
a like, chemical like, thing, man.
Lack of light of sunshine.
It's very dark.
They're in the moon for 9 months, man.
Yeah. No. But you know what? We all grow up differently. And in fact, a lot of us grew up in ways that would shock parents these days.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more things we all did as kids that would startle today's parents. Well, if you lived out in the cut, this may be something your Rugrats do to this very day. But we used to take our BB guns and hunt each other in the forest preserve a few miles from town. In the dead of winter, it's more of a challenge to find and take out a friend. Turns out, not such a good idea. One friend, Jeff, got hit in the back of his thigh. He didn't realize that BB pierced his snowsuit and got embedded in his skin. It was only about 15 years later when one of his kidneys started to fail, they found the BB and the cause of it. So he had to do dialysis. I mean, he's okay now, I think. Sorry, Jeff. Positive Friday.
Thank God.
Jesus.
Sorry. You'll be all right. Things that we did as kids that would startle parents today. I love that. I love that headline. It's about to startle.
We also didn't tell our parents we were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, we had BB gun wars all the time.
You don't tell your parents.
The only rules were this, okay? You couldn't have a Crossman. Was that the name of that? You could use a Daisy.
A Daisy buck, yeah.
But you could not use a pellet gun.
Okay.
Right. So that was the only rule. You could not hunt, you could not do the game with a pellet gun.
Yeah.
So if you had a Crossman, I believe it was, you used that for killing squirrels.
My cousin, he lived in a wooded area when we were kids, and we got airsoft rifles that were just those little plastic balls.
You're going to shoot each other.
Exactly.
That's why paintballs are,
Yeah.
The way to go.
Exactly. Drinking from the garden hose shows up there on the list of the things that we did as kids that would startle parents today.
It would not startle any parent.
No.
Parents started to let the hoses right there. Quit bugging me.
Right. Now, you can look at that from the hose and just know that all the nastiness that's in the hose.
Sure,
and maybe offer them a different... Yeah, but a kid's thirsty, they're going to drink.
They're going to drink out of the
back hose. To ingesting plastics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding, dude. No kidding. I loved drinking out of the hose when I was a kid.
I did too. It like had a treat.
Right. It had its own flavor.
It definitely had a unique taste.
And it changed in the summertime.
Yes, it did.
Now, looking back, we understand.
That's right.
But at the time, you're like, this is cool.
We were probably drinking a whole bunch of crap that we
it
fought
tastes
through.
Different.
Wow. Playing outside until the streetlights came on.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much the thing now, still.
When I was a kid, there was one time we were out rather late, and then when we got back, my dad was not there. My mom was in tears, and she says, your father is out looking for you. We've already called the police trying to find you guys.
Wow. They called the cops that quick.
Well, yeah. It was all day. Like, we left at, like, 10 in the morning. We were gone all day.
My wife and I agreed. Kids, they have to be missing at least 9.5 weeks before we call them.
Okay. Yeah. And then
give it time.
The rule was established, like, within an hour or two, like, just stop in. Just make sure that you guys are still alive. That's all it is. Jumping off the swing sets midair. I'm pretty sure kids are still doing that.
They absolutely still do.
Adults aren't because our knees suck.
And the swings are too low now. But yeah, absolutely.
No kidding.
In fact,
dude.
I told my kids when they first started swinging, like, jump off.
Right.
It's all sand. It's good, man.
You guys remember the last time that you did that and the reason why the last time it was that you did
that? Because I was an adult.
Right. All of a sudden, all right, I'll just get off this. You land like, ah.
Yeah, you forget that you can't do that anymore.
Right. I didn't know that my knees could sting that bad. Riding bikes without helmets. Again, I see kids doing it all the time.
Yeah, my kid will not.
Attaboy.
Yeah, like, dude. But it doesn't mean anything to him. That's what he knows. That's what he's used to.
Right.
I never did. My parents wanted me to die.
Like anything else, like seatbelts. People protested that left and right.
Sure.
But after a while, it just becomes habit, and you realize that's the smart thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't affect
you. It gives
you
a better
bad.
Chance.
Right. I know. Nobody has any right to regulate your safety, whatever it is. Okay. Put your damn seatbelt on.
Right.
Just do it. It's not that bad. It doesn't make it uncomfortable. It protects you. So your family will get there when you get home. Roaming the neighborhood alone. Again, these are things that we all did as kids that would startle parents today.
No.
That was part of it. You just grouped up with your buddies, and you guys just went out and found trouble. You go to the 7-Eleven, get a doggone Slurpee.
And my kids do it in the summer.
Right? Or you go to the grocery store, whatever it is, and you get yourself some sugary crap that you're going
to
go out there.
I always want to go to Target.
Exactly.
No, it's fine. But if I get a call from Target about something, we're going to have an issue.
Right. And then you guys were the biker gang. You just rolled around the entire time. You felt badass, even though you looked like a bunch of toddlers that were out there.
You did feel badass, man.
You did.
I remember feeling real good about myself.
Wind in your
hair.
8 years
old, right? Wind in my afro, but yeah. And but like me and the neighborhood kids just rolling around, it's like we're like a freaking biker.
Damn guy. Right, people are looking twice when we roll by because they don't want to mess it.
And now as an adult, I'm like, oh, little kids on the bike.
Exactly. Look at the big wheel.
Little boy
look
going
at that. Sitting in the front seat at age of 6.
Oh yeah,
I used to stand up in the front seat.
Oh yeah,
because my grandfather was like, stand up so you can see the road. So I'd stand up in the front seat of the Volkswagen boat.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
that's how we went everywhere. Christmas lights, grocery store, I'm standing in the front seat.
I remember that it was a constant question with our mom as we were growing up is, you know, can we sit in the front seat? And if we were going into town, it was fine. If we were going anywhere else that, you know, if it was
people
a 20,
don't know us.
20 minute or longer, we had to sit in the back.
Those are also the same jackasses that tucked the seatbelt buckles into the back so you couldn't even use them.
So it wouldn't get in the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because seriously, everyone, they would take the seatbelt and the seatbelt clamp and stuff it into the cushion.
Into the corner. Into the crease.
10 things that we all did as kids that would startle today's parents. Eating raw cookie dough.
That still happens.
It still happens all over the damn
It's
place.
Worth the risk. It tastes delicious.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Kids are going to jump in there and grab some
kids?
Ice. Yeah.
My wife, me, dude, yeah.
What is the biggest worry on that? Is it
salmonella.
Is it the flour?
Salmonella.
But it's the flour.
Yeah, the flour.
It's the flour. It's not the raw egg.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's the flour.
So you would think like Caesar salad, perfectly fine with the raw egg.
Yeah.
But it's not the egg in the cookie dough.
Correct.
It's the flour.
Yeah.
And I never knew that until like 3 or 4 years ago.
I learned it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we were doing a show.
So we're eating cookie dough, throwing up.
Right.
What do you think of eggs?
No.
Climbing trees to the highest branches.
I mean, I was pretty reasonable about that, but we did build forts and tree houses.
Sure.
So. We were pretty high up as we were doing our construction.
I was always afraid of heights, so my limit was pretty short. I didn't trust my feet at all. I would get a certain level, and I'd start shaking, so I never got too high.
I just wasn't a good climber.
Nah. I had a buddy who was, and he got freaked out when he went up high one time because then the tree started swaying a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it gets thinner the higher that you go, so you feel the wind a little bit more. Yeah, that was fun. Playing with BB guns or cap guns?
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with cap guns.
There's absolutely nothing wrong.
Depends on where you live.
What do you mean? Why is that?
You just, okay, so.
40%.
If I have my kids in Fremont, and they're like acting like they're playing with cap guns, running up and down the street, shooting each other, pop, 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 pop. Someone's probably going to call and say, hey, there's these two kids running through the neighborhood trying to shoot each other.
And Fremont, man.
Yes, in Seattle, right. Oh, my God. These two girls are trying to kill each other.
You're
in
right.
Fremont.
They're just strapped.
Instead of the gas company trying to blow up the entire neighborhood today, they're trying to shoot each other.
Being left in the car while parents shopped.
Yeah, that's a big no.
We'd annoy the living hell out of my mom because she'd like go to the bank regularly, and she would just leave us in the parking lot with the windows down.
Yeah,
and then in no time, all of a sudden, she hears, "Mom, are you done yet?" Like she just hears this hounding coming from her car.
I believe that everywhere my parents went, no matter where they went, even if I'd been in this place with them before, if they were only had a 10-minute transaction or less, I don't think kids were allowed to go in there. Like, leaving your kids in the car, that was guaranteed.
Yes.
Like, wait here. And they were gone. That's it.
I couldn't go to I was not allowed to go with my mom to the grocery store because I wanted stuff.
Oh, sure.
And she was tired of telling me, no. Like, can we get Frosted Flakes this time? No. No. No.
You'll have corn flakes.
Can we get white bread? No. No. So, I made a point, back to the conversation we had earlier this week with your kids. My kids were skinny and scrawny. If they go to the grocery store and they picked up, like, this big thing of cinnamon buns, I'm like, get them.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You're going to have half of one, and I'm going to eat the rest.
Just eat. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I just want you to eat and gain weight and get bigger.
Whatever sounds good to you.
Right.
You go over to your friends for a sleepover, and someone says, I got the R-rated movie.
Oh, that was huge, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, some parents didn't care about that.
About to say,
some didn't care, and it depended, right, so some kids, R-rated movie, man, I got The Exorcist.
Yes.
Nobody's sleeping that night. Other guys get R-rated movie. They got meatballs, which means TNA everywhere. Those are the movies I want. Like, I want to see the boobs.
Right. I don't know why this would startle parents, but calling friends with on a house phone without caller ID, that shouldn't startle anybody. But, yeah, that was just something that you had to work through.
Sure.
Well, actually, the advantage to that was you knew all your friends' sisters, mothers,
yes,
dads. You knew them because you call and you go,
yeah,
hey, Mr. Fenton, is Pat there?
Right.
And they knew you because you called and talked to them.
And they would start stalling. How are you doing in school? Because Jeff here, he got a big, I mean, seriously, they kind of broke you down. But you're right. You actually got to know these people before you even met them.
Right. That was actually the first time that my dad really laid down the law with me and my friends as well as my sisters and their friends is that they would call up and they wouldn't do the pleasantries of, hi, Mr. Hawk, is Mike there? They would just call up and say, is Mike there? And he says, if I get one more that doesn't even say hello to me and is Mike there, I'm going to say, yep, and hang up the phone.
He's here. But don't come over.
That's right. Playing on metal playground equipment in the summer.
Well,
you scalded the living tar out of yourself.
Cut yourself, burned yourself.
Right.
It really hurt when you hit it.
You got concrete underneath.
I was on asphalt.
No sand or mulch or anything like that.
That weird turf stuff.
You're taking a header off the hardest thing that we can find.
Oh, God. And then this is the number one thing that we all did as kids that would startle today's parents, and we've already covered it, and it is riding in the car without a seatbelt.
Oh, yeah. Hell, riding
in part of it.
Again, remember, they put out the car of the brat because the idea was, since your kids are always begging to sit in the bed of the pickup, we just put two seats in an open bed.
There you go.
They have seatbelts, but they
got a newer version of that, but they do have seatbelts back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least you can, you know, when the thing rolls.
Right.
You know, you'll be buckled in.
And you can stare at the driver behind you.
Yeah.
God, I hated that.
The rumble seat.
Yeah.
Hello. A man ran behind the counter at a BC restaurant with a machete, but you won't believe how he used it, Miles.
What did he do back then?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 25-year-old Alifa, not Alifa, but Alifa Sumter of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, we don't know what her previous offense was, but she owed $400 in court fines. And sure enough, Alifa went to the courts, and she paid her debt after she finished her shift at Whataburger, which is where she works the drive-thru. But we're toasting her because she was promptly arrested after paying her $400 debt with a credit card that she had just stolen from a customer at the Whataburger drive-thru.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't... Even the picture of her, she just looks stupid. I'm like, are you kidding? So they did a timeline on it, and they realized basically the last customer she had that day was the customer whose credit card she stole. She immediately left work, went to the court to pay the fines. They're like, it's been like 7 minutes. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. But she paid her debts. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola. Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.